Hello, everyone. This is David Greenwald of LeannessLifestyle.com. This success interview is with Raleigh Buckner, a 29-year-old computer programmer who was my number one student for the fall of 2005. I know you're going to enjoy the interview and will learn a lot. And now, on to the interview. Hello, everyone. This is David Greenwald of LeannessLifestyle.com. Today, I'm speaking with Raleigh Buckner, and Raleigh is the winner of a iPod Nano 4-gigger, the big one. And the reason he won that is because he was the best fall student in 2005 at Club Lifestyle. So, Raleigh, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
You looking forward to getting that Nano in the mail soon here?
Yes, I am.
Well, the Nano is also loaded up with all kinds of audio goodies, muscle audio workouts, interviews, all kinds of motivation, all kinds of extra learning stuff, and lots of audio recordings that I've done over the years. So this thing is really loaded, so I think you're really going to enjoy it. So why don't you tell us, Raleigh, a little bit about yourself, kind of who are you, what do you do, how old are you, how tall are you? Just give us the background.
Well, my name's Raleigh Buckner. I'm about 5'8". I am a computer programmer, do website and CD-ROMs for an advertising agency in upstate South Carolina. Pretty much as far as my history goes, I mean, during like school and high school and everything, I was always kind of the runt. I was always really small. I played football, ran track, but I was pretty much the smallest guy on the team. Didn't really start gaining weight much until afterwards, after college and everything, when I became a computer programmer and started sitting at a desk all day.
Okay. So when did you find the Leanest Lifestyle program?
Back in July of this year, it's 2005, I was searching around on the internet for a good workout program to use with my Bowflex, which I purchased a couple of years ago, and I came across somebody's website who mentioned using their Bowflex with the Leanest Lifestyle, so I clicked on over and saw the free trial and decided to sign up.
That's what we call a connecting flight to get to the point. You were looking for a workout, came across a Bowflex article or a post on some board.
Mm-hmm.
That person said they were using Leanest Lifestyle, and then you ended up over at my site. That's funny. So that was back in July of 2005. You already said you were kind of the runt. You were small as a in high school and that kind of stuff. What's your history like with weight? Where has it been? And how old are you now?
I am 29.
29?
Yeah.
So where's your weight been? You haven't had that much time out of high school.
No. Well, when I went to college, I actually was in the Air Force first, and after basic training, I actually came out at about 139 pounds. So I lost a good bit of weight then, but since then, it basically just kind of inched up over the years, and, you know, it finally got up to just over 200, and, you know, there's something, I think, about that number, that at least for me anyway, when I stepped on the scale and saw, hey, 205, looking in the mirror and everything, I never did really see myself as being overweight or anything like that. But, you know, I don't know. Your mind sees, I guess, something sometimes differently than what you actually are.
Right. Well, I discuss in the book that the mirror can lie.
Yeah.
Now, you said you got out of basic training at 139 pounds, and then you said you had lost a good amount of weight. Well, what'd you weigh before you went into basic training?
Well, I weighed right around 150.
Okay.
Or so, 150 or 160. And probably at the time, you know, I was just coming off of track season in high school, so I was probably in decent shape then, but I'm sure I was, you know, still a little bit over what I should have been.
You married, Raleigh, family, all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Yet?
Okay. Wife and two kids, a boy and a little girl.
How old?
The boy is 2.5, girl is 8 months.
So you've got your hands full, your busy life like so many people, lots of obligations. Your career sounds like being a computer programmer. You spend a ton of time sitting in a chair in front of a monitor.
Yes.
And I just want to give, you know, kind of give that background. So when you found Leanest Lifestyle back in July, you weren't really looking for weight loss. You were looking for workout programs.
Well, yes, a little bit of weight loss. My wife and I were planning a vacation in October, and it was down to Jamaica. So saw some beach time coming up, and I wanted to lose a few pounds, but mainly I was just, you know, I was wanting to get stronger, and you know, that I never really, I always thought, you know, when I get the muscle, then, you know, the fat will take care of itself. Of course, I didn't really see myself as being that, you know, that overweight anyway, you know. So, yeah, mainly I was just looking for, I was looking to beef up, I guess.
Right. Now, I assume that you've kind of learned since then that that initial philosophy as you went looking on the net is probably not true.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. That makes me feel good because you've been, and being the number one student coming in since July, that's a great part of, you know, kind of where you came from to where you are in the knowledge aspect, because just having muscle isn't going to satisfy that fat loss component. So when you first found us, you were about 206, 205 pounds?
Actually, I think it was 208.
Okay.
And the day after I joined, I gained another pound to 209. So.
So so that was in July.
Yes.
You know, you won the award for Best Fall Student 2005. Could you give the listener just a little bit of an idea as far as the computer time or the club lifestyle time, what it took as far as logging goes to be the number one student? I'm going to cover the really important stuff, which is what did you do to have the weight loss you have, and we're going to discuss that. But as far as the online, how much time did it take per day to satisfy the requirements to be the number one student? Because I wanted to make sure people were using the program.
Well, I mean, the really easy stuff, just logging your weight and going through the NFL daily questions and, you know, logging that, you know, that takes like 10 minutes at most.
Right.
The logging the foods and everything, which I don't think it,
not required.
Yeah, it wasn't really required by the contest.
No.
You know, I mean, it really didn't take that long as far as doing, you know, looking at my grade today and making sure that those top things were all accounted for. I mean, it didn't take computer time long at all.
So now, with regard to the weight loss, so what you had to do is to satisfy this requirement to be the best fall student in 2005 was, I'd say, in essence, you had to be the most consistent, and you had to always be on top of things as far as making sure that that activity and weight and your those nutritional check boxes were taken care of, which, like you said, takes 5-10 minutes a day. The other thing is you had to make sure you had a goal set and that you were doing really well in achieving the goal, because as a part of this contest, it was not enough, and it is not enough, to simply just log stuff if you're not succeeding. And, you know, we're able to track how well you're succeeding compared to the goal you had set. So what did you do? What was the offline stuff like as far as time commitment, as far as your activity, food preparation, planning, and any of that kind of stuff that satisfied the weight that you did lose? And why don't you just tell them right now, how much weight did you lose during this contest period?
During the contest itself, lost about 15 or so pounds, I think.
And how many weeks was the contest?
Let's see, it was the beginning of November to December 11th, so 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks, okay.
I think. Yeah, so it was about 15 or 16 pounds, I think, total.
And that brought you down to what weight?
It brought me down to right at 162.
And that's been just a few days now since that's passed.
Yeah.
And what are you now? Are you about the same weight?
Yes, I am about the same. I decided to reward myself by maintaining this week.
You bet. I don't disagree at all, because you can tell them the total weight you had lost from the 208 pounds was?
Right, about 46.
46 pounds since July, and this is December, so that's just incredible. So now let's talk just a little bit briefly about time commitment organization, planning, preparation as far as what you did as far as exercise and food?
Okay. As far as exercise goes, by the time the contest has started, I've pretty much set a schedule for myself. I get up in the morning about 6 o'clock, and I work about 45 minutes from my house. So I drive, and there's a gym right by where I work. So I drive into the gym, and I do about 45 minutes on the elliptical in the morning before work. And then at lunch every day, I walk over to the gym and do my resistance training, and that usually comes out to about 45 minutes as well.
Okay.
And then on the weekends, I don't usually plan to do anything, but the property I live on always has stuff to do, so, you know, a lot of time I might be, you know, chopping some wood or, you know, out with the push mower, you know, things like that.
Right.
Stuff that I don't really count towards my activity, but they help out a little bit.
You bet.
As far as the food preparation and everything goes, like I said, I've pretty much gotten into a habit by the time the contest came around. On Sundays, usually what I do is I spend about an hour or two preparing almost all of my meals for the week. Everything but dinner every day. I prepare, and usually it's just about the same thing every day. Usually start in the morning with a serving of fruit and a protein shake, and then lunch is a nice big spinach salad with a few other veggies and some turkey in with it, and then mix in a couple of other fruit and vegetable snacks during the day. And then dinner itself, I let my wife pick what we're eating for dinner. And she, I've kind of given her a few guidelines to go by, and she does really, really well with coming up with different things so that I don't get bored and she doesn't get bored because she eats the same thing I do. And, and really that's one thing that helped me out a lot is preparing these meals on Sunday, because where I work, an advertising agency, we've got clients coming in all the time, and whenever a client comes in, they always have snacks for them for the meetings and everything. So, you know, trail mix and chocolates and all sorts of stuff, and whenever they leave, there's always leftovers in the kitchen. So
right.
having my prepared stuff there that everybody else runs off to the kitchen, I just reach into my cooler and grab out a serving of apples or whatever. That helped out a lot.
What's your wife's name, Raleigh?
Misty.
It sounds like Misty helped you out quite a bit with the dinners and with some of the food preparation.
Yes. I definitely could not have done this without her.
How did she support you?
Mainly, just about everything, really. I mean,
lay it on the line, man. Tell the truth.
I mean,
she was the one.
Really, when everything started, when I first signed up, I kind of kept it to myself for a little while. I downloaded the Leanless Lifestyle book, the PDF, and printed it out here at work, and started reading it. And you know, I went home and just sat at the kitchen table for a few hours reading it, and she'd come by every once in a while and look at me. What are you doing?
What are you doing with that ream of paper?
Yeah, I'm reading this book. She goes, okay. So, that weekend I went out and bought a few things to kind of help me out. Like I bought a digital scale and everything, and she kept looking at me kind of weird. And finally I told her what I was doing, and she's like, oh, okay, that sounds good, because she'd been trying to get me to eat vegetables for I don't know how long, you know, and I've always been the type of guy who's like, I eat potatoes.
You're a meat potatoes guy.
Yeah, that's vegetables.
Meat potatoes.
She's like, you need to eat this and spinach and all this stuff. I'm like, whatever.
You were like me when I started, right?
So she jumped at the chance to, you know, start feeding me vegetables at dinner and everything. I think she got a little kick out of it, watching me kind of, you know, kind of like making a kid eat his
vegetables. Well, act like a 2-year-old, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, she always comes up with, you know, new things for us to try out for dinner, and, you know, she's not said anything when I've been all grumpy and, you know, I'm wanting to eat some M&Ms or something. And
again, you're being a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Which is a very natural, normal thing, by the way. I'm not being judgmental. Anybody who's gone through the process knows that we all have our times where, dang it all, we would really like to just have our comfort food.
Oh, yeah.
So, Misty, I'm telling you, live right here, awesome job. Thanks so much for supporting Raleigh. And Raleigh, as already said, couldn't have done it without you. So that's great. And, you know, I think it's important that we include those people in our direct inner circle that had an influence on us being successful, as we give thanks and gratitude for, you know, what we've done, what we've accomplished. That, yes, we had that 98% was us doing. But without those little percentages of help, either with a combination of the right program, the right tools, the right knowledge, and just that little bit of support network, we certainly would not be as successful as we are. So what comments are you getting? Your people have got to have noticed now, 46 pounds down, that you've lost this weight.
Oh, yes. Pretty much my family is all, you know, what are you doing? We're wasting away, you know.
Oh, so now you're getting the negative ones.
Yeah, I'm starting to get, especially from Grandma, and, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's really happy. They're like, oh, you look so good, you know, but now definitely the negative ones are starting to come in. There, a lot of people here at work are like, well, how much, you're not still trying to lose weight, are you? And, you know, you're going to waste away. You're nothing. I can hardly see you now, and all this stuff. But, you know.
Don't you just feel sometimes like you just want to reverse the comment and just say, boy, a strong wind sure wouldn't take you away. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Or, boy, you're not going to eat that fourth pork chop, are you? Right?
I mean, yeah.
Because it's just like the opposite. They get to beat the lean people to death. And you don't dare say a word if they're just the mildest bit portly. But if the ones making the comments, and this isn't a judgment at all of the people, the millions of Americans who are overweight. It's just we've just noticed something in the Leanest Lifestyle program. Anybody who's gone through a transformation, once they get to a certain point, you start to notice the comments coming from people that are many times overweight or obese, unhealthy, who do make comments about the healthy, leaner bodies that we are creating. So what benefits have you noticed, if any, besides just the fact that you look better, are obviously wearing a smaller waist jean and all that kind of stuff? Anything beyond the physical that you're enjoying? What's your wife think of this weight loss?
She's definitely happy. She's just kind of been watching and, you know, okay, that's doing good. He's doing good, you know, and she definitely likes how, you know, I'm a lot slimmer. I think, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, the biggest reaction I think I got out of her was I was sitting at my desk at home, just kind of in my office chair, looking at the computer. I had my, you know, hands up on top of my head, just kind of stretching.
Right.
And she came up behind me and actually saw my arm, and where, you know, it's so much leaner, it actually makes my bicep look bigger.
Right.
Even though it's not.
You bet.
And all I heard was like a wow, you know, kind of under her breath behind me, and that, you know.
Hey, that'll tie you over for about 3 months, man.
Oh, yeah, that felt really good.
People don't really, they underestimate those little kind comments. And when you're going through the transformation, and it's just kind of, it's almost, the transformation kind of happens when it's happening right in front of you. So slowly, you don't notice these things a lot of times. But when someone else does, and they make just the littlest positive comment, but I'm telling you, from experience, yeah, it'll tie you over for a couple months.
Oh, yeah, and she's always telling me how nice I look and all this stuff, but, you know, that one little thing was I mean, it just seemed like spontaneous, out of the blue, you know.
You bet.
That's the best kind.
Well, that's awesome. Misty, again, awesome. Kudos to you. You sound like you're such a great support for Raleigh, and it's just awesome. So let's just kind of conclude here with a couple of things. I mean, you were very successful. You were on the very top of the top members list. When someone comes to Linus Lifestyle and they click on member login, it takes them to a page where you can kind of see the top members, and that's an evaluation of the last 7 days' worth of work and logging and achievement of a goal over the past week. And you were on top of that a lot. And that's the reason that you were number one, is you were just so consistent. You stayed right on top. You stayed right in the game. And you just you never really dropped out. And so as for someone else who might be doing what you were doing in July, looking for either weight loss or looking for a combination of exercise, or doesn't really understand what it's going to take. They just know that, like you, they looked in the mirror or looked at the scale and said, that's enough. What advice would you give to this person who's kind of on the fence about becoming a club lifestyle member or taking that next step to begin their transformation?
Well, I mean, the best advice I think I could give is just, you know, use what's available to you. You know, sign up for the free trial for Club Lifestyle, or, you know, and just get in there and figure out, and, you know, get a coaching session and find out how you use the tools and just use them.
So you get a coaching session, work with Coach Tom
work with Coach Tom with the teleclasses and everything, and, mm-hmm. and figure out how to use the tools. And then just use them. I mean, and they'll, you know, read the book, and you'll have all the information you need. It's just, you know, a matter of doing it. After you get all that taken care of, then, you know, there's nothing left but to do it.
One of the things you had mentioned before we did this interview, you had said, you know, I don't know that I did anything that special. I just followed the program, and it worked. But what you're saying is, if people will kind of hear what you're really saying, and me doing enough of these, you know, I get it. And I know what you mean when you say, I don't know, I just did the program and it worked. But the important distinction here is, earlier on you said you not only got the PDF book, but you read it. And that's not something a lot of people do. So when you say, I didn't really do anything that special, I just got the program and I did it and it worked, well, from the get-go, you got the book, you got a foundation, you went out and bought a digital scale, which is something I recommend in the book. You started setting yourself up for success. You started doing at least some of the things that I discuss in the book. That's no small task. You actually took action. You actually did the program. The other thing is, by you being on that top members list, the only way you can be on the top members list is to actually be using the tools and succeeding. And so, again, when you say, I just did the program and it worked, you really did. And that's such an important point that I want to drive home, is that, you know, Raleigh didn't just get the book, put it on his shelf, and say, oh, I'm glad I got that itch scratched. Now I don't have to do anything. I've got the book, and maybe through osmosis someday I'll read it, or someday I'll get it, or somebody will hand it to me. You went and did it. Would you like to add anything to that? Because, I mean, you look at it as no big thing. But it is, because you got it, you read it, you implemented, you used the tools and strategies, and not surprisingly to me, because of what you did, you're down 46 pounds. Any thoughts that you want to share with anybody that, which is way more common, is to procrastinate, piecemeal it, maybe use a part of it, but don't use all of it, you know. They'll log their weight, but they don't want to log their activity, or they don't really want to do all this internet thingy. And, my gosh, it's a 480-page book. Do I really have to read anything? What would you say to that in closing?
Well, whenever you take on anything like this, you know, whether it's, you know, losing weight or trying to learn something new, you're going to have to realize that you're going to have to invest some time into it for it to be successful, you know, no matter what it is. And if you're not ready to invest that time, then you're not going to be able to do it. And I mean, I don't know.
I think you said it.
That's the only thing I could possibly add is, you know, if you're not ready to do it, you're not going to do it. Like you mentioned in the book, there's the phases of
stages,
you know,
of change, yeah.
Of change. So, you know, if you're not ready to do it, then, you know, you're not going to do it. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't try to start it or whatever. Just realize that, you know, if you're not ready for it, you know, accept it, and, you know, maybe later you will be ready for it. And
right.
Come back and try it again.
So where to from here for you?
Let's see. From here, I'm trying to get down, my ultimate goal is to get down to about, you know, 10 or 12% body fat. Currently I'm right around 20, I think. I'm using one of the Tanita scales.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how accurate that number is.
Okay.
But, so that puts me another, I think another 10 or 15 pounds down. And then, I guess really my ultimate goal, you know, 10 years down the road is, you know, to be back up to, you know, be up around 170 or 180, but still be 15% or below, you know. So
right.
I do want to pack on the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be too big, but, you know, I would like to be a good, decent size, which really, I guess that doesn't really mean anything.
What's that?
It means different things to different people, a good, decent size.
I think the people listening get the idea. I mean, I think they know that you want to put on a little bit more muscle and have a little bit more definition showing when you're going to have that lower body fat. And I think that, only probably about 97% of the people listening to this, especially if they're guys, they're totally going to get it. So it's very clear. So, well, what I want to say, Raleigh, is congratulations. Congratulations on being the best fall student 2005. Congratulations on winning the iPod Nano with all of the audio goodies on it that we did for this. Congratulations on the weight lost and the changes that have come from that. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your day to share your story with us a little bit. As you get to that lower body fat, we may want to do a follow-up and see how you're doing and just make sure everything's still going okay, but I'll give you the very last word.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you, you know, first of all to you, I mean, for coming up with the Leanness Lifestyle and being there whenever I needed something online. You know, you were just a personal message away. Thank really the many other members who were always on that list the same time I was.
Pushing
because,
you.
Yeah, every day I would go and check the list to see if I was, you know, first of all, even on it, and, you know, second of all, you know, what position. And there were, you know, several members that from day to day I knew that they would be, you know, either ahead of me or right at where I was. You know, it was always a guessing game. So, you know, if they hadn't been doing as good as they were doing, I wouldn't have done as good as I had done.
I understand. It was fun. I mean, it was a fun contest to run. We'll definitely do it again. And, again, just congratulations and much success to you. Happy holidays. And we'll follow up with you as time goes on.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks, Raleigh. Thank you for listening. For more information about Club Lifestyle or to take a free 30-day test drive as a member, just visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Make sure you check out the many other success stories we have available through our podcasting and success gallery area of the website.